This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
Hey, everybody, this is Wes Wyatt, and this is the Market You First podcast. Have you ever noticed how some brands have people who don't just buy their products, but practically evangelize them for them? Apple, Peloton, Harley-Davidson. These aren't just companies with customers. They've built communities where people feel like they belong. Today, I'm going to be sharing how you can create that same magnetic pull around your personal brand without a $1 million marketing budget. All right, so why does this matter? Building a community isn't just nice to have anymore. It's an essential survival gear in today's noisy marketplace. So when you build a community around your personal brand, you create a buffer against competition and price sensitivity. Think about it. When people feel connected to you and others in your orbit, they stop shopping around. They become loyal. They become friends. They bring their friends. They defend you online. And most importantly, they buy repeatedly because they know they're not just purchasing a product or a service. They're reinforcing their membership in something that they value. For side hustlers and small business owners, community building is the most cost-effective marketing that you're ever going to do because your customers actually do the heavy lifting for you. So here are three key takeaways that are going to help you with this. Number one, start with a shared mission. Don't gather people around your products. Gather them around a shared mission or identity. REI doesn't just sell outdoor gear. They unite people who love adventure and nature conservation. So ask yourself, what larger purpose connects my ideal customers beyond just what I sell? Make that your rallying cry. Number two, create spaces for connection. Communities need places to gather. This could be a Facebook group, a Discord server, in-person meetups, or just regular Zoom calls. The format matters less than the consistency. Schedule regular touch points and create opportunities for members to connect with each other, not just with you. The magic happens when they start building relationships independently. And number three, recognize and reward participation. Acknowledge active community members publicly, okay? Make sure that you feature customer stories, create special access or benefits for engaged participants. When someone feels seen and appreciated, their loyalty multiplies. Remember, what gets rewarded gets repeated. So how do you market you first and make this personal? Your community needs to reflect your unique personality and its values. That's what makes it impossible for competitors to copy. It's you. If you're naturally funny, infuse humor into your community interactions. If you're analytical, create spaces for deep discussion. Look at your strongest personal traits and build community rituals around them. For example, if you're a great listener, perhaps you host monthly hot seat sessions where community members get focused attention from everybody. The key is authenticity. Your community should feel like walking into your living room, not a sterile conference center. All right. Now, here's your call to action. This week, I want you to create one simple community building ritual that you can maintain constantly and consistently. All right. Maybe it's a weekly email where you share behind the scenes insights, a monthly Zoom call, or even a hashtag that your customers can use to connect with each other. Start small, but start today. Community isn't built overnight, but every interaction is a brick in your foundation. So if you have found today's information helpful, please don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. When you're done listening to the podcast, go to WesWyatt.com, scroll down to where you can see your name and your email address area, put it in, and subscribe to our insider emails. I'll provide you with all the tips, tricks, nuggets that I find. And if you have questions, go to the bottom right of WesWyatt.com. Look at that thought bubble. That is the chat feature. I don't monitor it live, but I'll get back to you very promptly. And last but not least, please visit WesWyatt.com/disclaimer for important context regarding this and all podcasts, posts, and info I provide. Can't thank you enough for being part of another episode of the Market You First podcast. Until we talk next time, have a dynamite day.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit marketyoufirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day.